Japan has dispatched an envoy to Washington to monitor the investigation of the submarine accident. The Japanese public has responded with a mixture of shock and anger to the news that civilians were at the controls of the submarine. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
A week after the USS Greenville collided with a fishing trawler, news of the accident continues to dominate Japanese headlines and television broadcasts. On the TV programs and in sushi bars and restaurants across the country, Japanese are asking the same questions. How could a U.S. nuclear submarine fail to detect the 180-foot fishing trawler? Why did submarine crew members fail to help rescue survivors? And the question foremost on people's minds, what were civilians doing at the controls of the submarine? Kuniko Inoguchi is a professor of political science at Tokyo's Sophia University.
I understand to the point that you may have to have a few civilians from time to time because they are taxpayers and they have to be informed what kind of activities actually the military force is doing. But it shouldn't be a kind of opportunity of leisure. You're not going to cruise, the Trans-Pacific cruise.
U.S. investigators say it is not yet clear whether the civilians on board the USS Greenville played a role in the accident, but some Japanese media have already made up their minds. Civilian sent U.S. nuke sub crashing into ship, reads the headline of today's Mainichi newspaper. Japan's self-defense forces forbid civilians from operating the controls of any vessel, and most people here, like businessman Konitoshi Aoki, don't understand how such a practice is allowed in the U.S. It's not appropriate for civilians to sit at the controls and take the handle, he says. They shouldn't do that unless they have been trained to do that. In this regard, the U.S. is completely to blame. The concern now, shared by officials on both sides of the Pacific, is that the accident will damage the U.S.-Japan Security Alliance, an alliance already strained in recent years. Tensions are especially high in Okinawa, home to more than half of the 48,000 U.S. troops based in Japan. Last week, the senior Marine commander in Okinawa was forced to apologize for sending an internal email in which he referred to local officials as a bunch of wimps. Another Marine was recently arrested for allegedly carrying out a series of arson attacks. In 1995, three U.S. servicemen were convicted of raping a 12-year-old Okinawan girl. That case led to massive street protests and calls for the U.S. troops to leave Okinawa. Professor Kuniko Inoguchi says last week's submarine accident has rekindled anger over what many Japanese perceive as U.S. arrogance.
For the last 50 years, we have been the most reliable and most cooperative partner of your military activities in Asia Pacific. But now we just wonder, what were you doing under the ocean, under the sea? And I think you are betraying the faith we had in you.
Many Japanese also feel betrayed by their own prime minister. Yoshiro Mori continued to play golf for several hours after receiving word of the accident at sea. Now, many politicians, some from within Mori's own coalition, are calling for him to resign. But analysts say the beleaguered prime minister, the least popular of any Japanese leader in recent memory, is likely to hang on for a while longer. Long enough, perhaps, to discuss the submarine accident in person with President Bush. Mori will reportedly travel to Washington early next month. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.